Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, ESPN 97.5.
That's what we call ourselves, sort of like a team.
A Gao Media Station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects. 2 hours in the books. 1 hour to go. 60 minutes on the clock for the final segments of the show. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on an F Yeah Friday.
Did you see Eric's tweet? Eric sent us that my sister works with Jim Adler. I was going to see if she could get something done, but then Nick had to go and mention the eye thing.
See?
Shaking my
head. No one knows, Eric. Go tell Jim that he's a staple of our show.
That we love
to get
him.
This done. Yes.
Love him.
If he wants to hammer the competition like nobody's business, let's get it done.
Let's do it. But don't do the eye thing.
I haven't done it in forever.
You just did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You want to do it? See, you know it makes me laugh every time.
I don't know what you're looking
at. Bro, we're on TV. Like, right. I'm pointing at the screen an amateur. I'm like, dude, we're on there's the camera.
What's your point? I don't know what you're talking about.
I hate you so much. Derek had a question about the Lions, but then didn't he back out of his bet with you?
No, he pushed it when we didn't have one last year, and I paid up anyway.
Well, then, Derek, you don't get to.
Matt Patricia's walking. You see that? Matt Patricia's walking around with his little 1 foot scooter thing because he had surgery on the back of his leg.
Yeah.
Looks like he hasn't showered, by the way, in a month.
Probably hasn't.
It's probably a good point.
Yeah. I don't have Twitter, but if we were talking money, I would trust Joel the most.
Thank you.
That person is blocked.
Nope.
I would trust Nick about as far as I can throw him. And his fat ass isn't going very far. So
I feel like you threw that in there.
Nope, I didn't. Go look at the deleted item.
That
the text
was like
line.
Very well written and delivered.
My delivery. I'm a professional. but no, you can go look at the text line. It was from, it's flagged at the very top from 2618. No, that's Joel's. Where's yours at? I missed it now. Oh, no, there it is. It's right above it. 5781. All right, a couple more, and then we'll keep moving here. Joel has just as many supporters. He's talking about Twitter polls and stuff, but it's just that his demographic is probably not on Twitter.
They've all been blocked.
Old people is what he's saying. Old people.
See, you didn't have to elaborate.
That made sense.
There was no need for that.
It's probably a good point.
I'm going to go scan the internet when we're done to look at Jacob DeGroom.
I've been listening to you guys since the start. Boss Man said that it was 50-50 on getting out to the listener party, but it was this, so I won't even try now. Well, that sucks.
Try now and
I
then,
mean,
you know,
dude, 50-50 means there's a 50% chance you could get out there.
How about this? You win 2 tickets, you take the boss, and then you're good. You both can go.
Rich said every time you say I'm a professional, I think man on fire. I don't remember that.
I don't either. But I'm glad Rich Lord's listening to the show.
That's not Rich Lord.
No?
I mean, it might be. He ain't doing it right now.
Could be rolling on 20.
You think he goes to 790?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
No, you think he's done? Done?
I mean, he had hell of a run.
25 years is a long-ass time to do radio.
And I think he did it longer than that. That was just 24 at 610, I think.
Damn, how old is he?
I mean, I don't know.
Did he get started at like a really young age?
He started at 740.
Oh, that's true.
So he started at 740 so he's been in the with market. Charlie, then he went to 610, then he had that 20-some year run at 610. So he's been around longer than that.
I'm going to Google Rich Lord 740 KTRH. Let's see how long he's been around.
So he's been a long time, man. Are you implying that 790 needs help?
No, I'm not implying anything. I was just asking because I doubt very seriously he ends up here. He's not a fit for what we do on the FM dial.
Did you hear the boss man on the air the day that he was unceremoniously sent packing?
Did he celebrate a little bit? Did he dance a little?
Well, all I know is his direct quote was, "Rich Lord will never work here, at least on my watch. He might be a nice guy. I don't think he's very good at radio." Signed, AJ Hoffman.
So you're saying there's a chance? Well, like, wow, that's pretty definitive. All right, well, 790 it is, I guess, if you're staying in the market.
I'm driving home going, well, damn. I guess
You know what would be good? What's the Ralph?
Oh, what are you doing?
What's the dude's name at KTSU? Is it KTSU?
Ralph Cooper?
Yes. We should hook Rich Lord up with Ralph Cooper.
I'm sure they know each other. I would think their paths have crossed, yeah. Right?
Yeah. We could do that.
Well, you do that. You are the man of the people that bring people together.
My claim to fame with Rich Lord was back in the day when I was a listener at 1560. They used to have this thing called double rods.
Yeah.
And you would just shoot the finger
and connect them.
Yeah. And you would connect them like a goalpost. And that was kind of the thing with 1560 was double rods. And they all, the big running joke was, you know, they hated Rich Lord. And one day I was at a ball game, or I was at the bus, the ballpark at Union Station back in the day. And everyone's like, "That's Rich Lord. That's Rich Lord." And I was like, "Watch this." And I ran up. I was like, "Mr. Lord, can I take a picture with you?" He turns around and goes, "Sure." And I was like, "The camera's right over there." And he smiled and I did the double rods. And then that ended up like on the 1560 website, and they just used it over and over again.
So he hates you.
He had no idea. No idea. I don't think he knew what it meant. But let's be real. Rich Lord doesn't care about that stuff.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't care about any of that.
He didn't find out until like 6 months later when his kids explained it to him.
You're so mean. You're so mean.
Rich is my friend.
Is he your friend? Really?
Yep.
Is he your friend? Did you reach out?
I did. I told you that.
Oh, that was nice of you.
I reached out to both Meltzer and Rich and Paul Gallant when it happened to him.
Yeah, I reached out to Gallant. I just don't know Rich and I don't know Meltzer.
And I knew both of them, so I just wanted to make sure that they knew that, look, it's a tough business.
It is.
And, you know, one day you're liked and the next day you're not. And those kind of things happen. But, you know, if he needed anything, I'd be happy to help him.
What are the odds?
It's the wrong show. Sports, Barry.
Who do you think reaches out to you and me when we get canned?
Cody Stutes.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm kind of with Nick. Nick has been very. Nick has been in the business for a minute. How long have you been doing radio, Nick?
7.5 years.
Nick has been doing this 7.5 years. I've been here for 5. I started in August of 2013, so it's coming on 6 years now. Okay. But I was just doing weekends, and you've done national, you've done local, you've worked with big names, you've produced a bunch of stuff. But Nick's always schooling me on stuff, and he said one thing to know is like, because I'm try to be inclusive. I want to put everybody on and let's all hang out and sing Kumbaya. And Nick's like, they don't care about you if they're not going to do it for you, right? I mean, that's what you say.
I do,
because this is a very selfish business. I'd be interested to see. I doubt very seriously that anyone would reach out.
Oh, I definitely think.
I think people would reach out.
I think but Cody and I are friends. In fact, Cody and I became friends listening to 1560. We were both just P1s that listened all the time. Kind of like how you'll see like Tracy and Pink Valkyrie hanging out. That was like me and Cody. Like but it was a bunch of us. It was, you know, like there was.
Chance.
No, Chance was at the station.
Working, though,
yeah. But that's so I could see that. But. Yeah, and you know what, though? I'm not that kind of guy where I'm like, oh, no one... Because I realize what we do. We're very competitive at this station, and we talk a lot of trash. So I know that we've made the bed, and we have to lie in it at some point, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I just think it's... I do think that it's cool that you have these established relationships, and you were nice enough to reach out to those guys, and you know... I mean, I don't wish anybody ill. I think it sucks. I want guys to be like, the difference is like AJ will tell you, I want to get all those guys fired. I hope they all get fired.
Yeah.
Because they're the competition, and I don't want anybody to compete. We're trying to take money out of my kid's mouth. or food out of their mouth, I should say. That money would be weird if you were feeding your kids money. Yeah. That's a weird thing to do.
That's a Floyd Mayweather stuff. Thing.
You're trying to take, does that. Yeah, you're trying to take food out of my kid's mouth and money out of my pocket. I hope you get fired. I'm not necessarily like that. I just want to beat the competition every week.
Well, the thing is, like Joel said, he knows Rich Lord. He knew
because
of
his previous gig.
Paul and Meltzer.
Right. Yeah. So like Cody Stutes and you now, you guys are not only did y'all listen back in 1560, but technically you guys are officially coworkers now.
Yeah.
And I'd like to, I mean, I would reach out to any coworker that lost their gig. So
true.
That's
well,
why.
But even when Cody was at 610, I would hit him up, be like, hey man, what's going on? You know, hey, okay. I need some advice. Tell me this. What do you think about this? What do you think about that?
Yeah.
So, you know, Cody and I would talk, but we knew each other.
Restaurants.
No. Like
how to mix. What is it? What do you
No.
He tipped you off on the.
Oh.
Yeah. See?
He did change my life.
Yeah. With the Whataburger stuff, right? Or no, the Chick-fil-A.
No, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Yeah.
See? Yeah. He well, did change my life. That's with Chick-fil-A grilled nuggets. I'm telling you, that was life changing. It meant a lot. He's in my will.
I think that we would get a ton of love from the suspect.
Oh, don't be so sure,
and
Joel.
All of Twitter. I think they would all come running to our defense.
Yeah, demanding that we know. That's the beautiful thing about this, is that no matter how many, quote, fans we get, because as a fan, when somebody would get fired, when I used to listen to radio, I'd be like, oh, man, that sucks. Oh, well, guess we'll see what's on next. That's the nature of the beast. That's just the business. And you know that. When you sign up, when we go into this, we know it's got a limited shelf life, and when you're gone, no one's gonna care. That's just how it goes.
Oh, man, way to make us feel good about
that's
it.
True
I
though.
Feel like crap. Now I'm just gonna quit.
Just gonna say, way to make us feel good about ourselves.
2 week notice,
dude.
On a Friday too. Let's just take it through the weekend, man. Yeah.
Dude, I used to love like Jim Rome, and then you know that a lot of stuff happened, and he kind of went. You couldn't find him, and it was just like whatever.
Did you love Rome, or did you love the guys that imitated Rome?
Definitely Rome.
Okay. Just want to, but like, want to clarify
Stevens
that.
And Pruitt. I mean, stuff like that. When it goes off, you're like, oh, no. Well, I'll just see what else is on. That's the nature of what we do. That's how it is. You deal with it.
Well, you take the good, you take the bad, you take it all, and there you have Barry's Radio Facts of Life. Thank you, Barry.
Trying to be realistic.
For making us all feel better. You know, you want to feel better about your vacations?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and if you're not vacationing, maybe you're traveling somewhere on business and you need a little help to get the best hotels at the best prices. BestHotelRates.com. That's right. You can go there. It's a one-click, one-stop shop. Just go to BestHotelRates.com. You put in your dates of travel and your travel city destination, and before you know it, you are going to find out that BestHotelRates.com has relationships with over 600,000 hotels worldwide. That means they pass the savings on to you, and you can stay at places that either you wanted to stay at or you've stayed at in the past, but you paid too much. This time, because of BestHotelRates.com, they're going to take care of the middleman, and they're going to take down the price, and you're going to enjoy everything a whole lot more. So check them out. It's in the name, BestHotelRates.com.
Yeah!
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Final hour of the show. Guest compliments of Barry Laminack at 3:30.
Robbie Bennett coming in studio. Magician and comedian. He's our comedian of the week, but he's more than just that. He does magic. He is a magician. He's going to be at the Galveston 1894 Opera House. I believe I got that right.
So he sings.
A more well-versed comedian.
Me.
Wow. Psh, psh, wait.
Bing, bing, bing. Excuse me?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I think
I had
you
the
did.
Cough button.
No, that was out over there.
No, no one heard anything.
If you heard what Nick said, please let us know. 713-780-3776. Text the show and let me know if you heard Nick's meanness, his meanness. So that way I can go to management and get a new producer on this show. Get out of here, jerk. No one even likes you. It's the grand 18.
You can't steal other people's bit.
What?
That's been used this week. You can't say it.
What?
I don't know what he's talking about either.
Come on. Did you hear this quote?
Get out of here.
Come on, bro. Nobody likes you.
Oh, he's probably talking about when I went off on the blogger.
Yeah. Oh, did you say that?
That was Nick's direct quote. The keyboard star. Can't use that, man. Come on. It's my grand, job to steal bits.
It's the grand 1894 Opera House. I mess it up all the time. I don't know.
In historic and beautiful Galveston, Texas.
That's debatable.
Oh.
Historic. Wow. Are we really going to say
crystal clear blue water?
I was
going to
say, are we really going to say Galveston is beautiful? No. Are we really going to say that?
No.
We're going to sit here and lie to these people who most of them have good functioning eyes. And we're going to go and tell
them. Now you're
them,
going back to the hammer.
No, nope,
I mean, seriously.
Hammer.
No, I'm with you. I mean, you know what? When I first got here, I thought, man, we're going to be so close to the water. It's very cool. Because when I was in Oregon and Portland, the coast was less than an hour away. And the Oregon coast, the Pacific coast, it's beautiful. So I was like, oh, well, that's cool. Well, I mean, everybody says, well, you know, Houston's just steel and cement. Well, no, it's not. And I'm going to be real close to it. And then I went to Galveston. I was like, man, the water's brown.
Yeah.
And then I found out that when the wind blows a different way, that it turns blue but doesn't stay that long.
Yeah.
And then, man, but I'll say what, tell you what, the restaurants and the Strand and things like
that.
No,
there's some good food. Cool the Strand spots. Is great. Yeah. Yeah.
Not the prettiest walk on the beach. A lot of seaweed, a lot of jellyfish.
Different you Dallas,
been stung
right?
twice.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pee on it?
Mm-mm.
That's the thing.
You pee on the wound? What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, if you get stung by a jellyfish, you pee on it.
I'm glad you weren't treating me.
I was get stung on the
Nick,
face.
Nick, you get stung? Hey, let me take care of that for you.
You don't believe me?
Look, I survived without urine being poured all over me, okay?
You know what that would be, Nick?
But if you get stung on the leg, just you can pee on it yourself.
I don't know why I would do that, sir.
You know,
now you might get a ticket for lewd conduct on the beach.
Hey Nick, if you got stung and Barry took care of it for you, you know what you'd call it? You know what Todd Callis would call it?
Oh no,
a stinger dinger.
Barry's face.
The stinger dinger. Come on, it's a good
gonna,
one.
And it's not going
to
stop.
He's just going to ride it all the way to the finish line.
I'm done. No, don't want to do that to you. I'm done.
Stinger dinger.
Oh God! You know you love that.
I did not. But that is a fact. No, I Google it. If you get stung by a jellyfish, you've never heard of this.
I have not.
Neither of you have ever heard of this.
No.
Look it up. Google it if you don't believe me, as you never do. Anytime I drop knowledge on this show, you guys are always like, "You're making
talk."
That up.
You're right.
You guys are like, "You're making that up," and it's a fact. The whole getting rid of the hiccups. I told you guys how to get rid of the hiccups. You both said I was a liar. Then people came back and said, "Nope, it absolutely works."
Okay, Leota Machida, you probably drink your urine too.
No, didn't you say the other day? Weren't you talking about
anyone on this show? The one that thinks everything is gross is the guy that drinks his urine.
Weren't you reading this week other day when you were talking about
this? I don't know.
Something about pee in the mouth or something like that. There was some read you were doing and you skipped over it and you were like, don't isolate that. There was something to do with. Yeah.
Somebody wanted our thoughts on why Josh Ennis doesn't have a job in town.
One, he's expensive. And two, he's kind of run out of nine lives.
He kind of burned the bridges.
Well, he's been at 790. He's been at 610.
Yeah. Nick, don't trigger the blogger was a text.
Yeah.
Did we get our winner for the tickets, by the way?
I do not care, sir. Oh, I do not care.
It's 322. What do you mean you don't care?
No, I don't care about triggering the blogger.
Did we get a winner?
I'm assuming.
Can we check? Somebody said, dang, I was 7 and 19.
Close.
Oh, that sucks.
19 is...
God bless it. That's the worst.
Yeah. Bad news if you're the Houston Texans fans hoping for help on the defensive side of the football that we talked about earlier this week.
Uh-huh.
Mike Garofalo is reporting the Detroit Lions are working to finalize a deal with former Packers defensive lineman Mike Daniels, so you can take him off your hopeful list for the Texans.
There you go.
So Mike Daniels off the board, and he'll be taking on the Packers twice a year, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
So, but smart move in the division.
Of the list, there wasn't that didn't resonate with me as much. Sure, it would have been good.
He's a run stopper, but I mean, look.
Yeah, it would have been good, especially if you're not sure what the situation is going to be with Clowney, but yeah.
But he's inside, Clowney's outside. And again, I think that because of the fact that when you're looking at the situation and trying to negotiate from a position of strength, and because the deadline now passed, so, you know, when you're talking about, even if you traded for Clowney now, you couldn't sign him to a long-term deal. You have to wait till the end of the season.
Yeah.
So Texans franchised him, get him to sign the tag, let him play. If you want to try and work on something to, you know, get long term with him, or then fine. But the bottom line is he's going to be here this year. Just get him going.
Yeah. So who's freaking out worse? The Texans fans with Clowney? Mm-hmm. Or Cowboys fans with Zeke?
Oh, I think Cowboys Chargers fans, too, because of Melvin Gordon. I think you've got two fan bases that are probably freaking out more because you still have control over Clowney and a franchise tag. You're talking about two guys that basically are not negotiating from a position of strength. They have they have years on their deal left, so you can't franchise tag them. You can't say that you have, you know, at the end of the day, look, Clowney at some point will come in to get his money and play. I think that you're more panicked if you're a Charger or a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, but
okay,
if I'm the Chargers, you still have Phillip Rivers and Keenan Allen. I feel like Zeke is that whole...
But you still have Zach and Cooper and other players.
Zach.
Dude, Randall Cobb. I mean, I'm sorry.
Dak?
Dak.
Dak Prescott.
There's a huge
difference between what Dak Prescott can do and Phillip Rivers can do on the field. Huge difference. Phillip Rivers doesn't necessarily need a Melvin Gordon the entire time to be successful.
But if they can't run the ball, you can just load up the box and go get a very immobile Phillip Rivers. At least Dak can run around a little bit, and we keep talking about younger, and he doesn't throw it bad. Look, he threw the ball very well to Amari Cooper when they finished, 7-1 down the stretch once they got him? They add Randall Cobb?
But when you talk about losing a running back and you look at what you have left, we all know that the most important position on the field is quarterback, but on the Cowboys, it's running back. I mean, losing Zeke,
I agree with all of that.
You're losing the most important player on that team.
But think about what also makes that running back go. You still have that really above average offensive line. It used to be the best offensive line of football. Maybe it's not anymore.
Top three.
But it's right. Top three or four.
Yeah.
So then you just got to look for someone that can tote the rock in the meantime. But I don't think that I'm just going to write off. And this is me talking. I hate the Cowboys.
Sure.
But I'll just tell you this. I'm going to give them credit. They got talent. And offensively, they could do what the Chargers would do if they're going to play without Melvin Gordon.
Congratulations to John Parker. He was the winner.
That
was caller number 20. Happy birthday to Sam. Candy said she missed it by one. She was at 7-19. Sucks for Candy. And everyone's saying it's mixed reviews on the jellyfish thing. Some people are saying yes. Some people are saying no. But they're saying the reason is because if you put ammonia on it, and there's a certain amount of ammonia in your urine. So there you go.
And El
we're
Jefe
all caught up.
Redeemed
and
himself.
And we have a guest, so let's just go.
He redeemed himself.
He did. Why?
Jefe first said, I'm going to wear a John and Raheel shirt to the listener party, which really annoys me.
Right.
But then he redeemed himself and he said, you know what? Instead, I'm going to make some Stinger Dinger t-shirts and wear those to the listener party.
No, you can get out of here. Oh, Jefe, I'll make sure you never get a shirt. I'll rip that shirt off your ugly body.
That's not nice.
Well, that's what you get.
You know what is nice?
What is nice?
Get Upside.
That's right. Get Upside is nice. Thank you, Joel. If you're not using Get Upside, go put it on your phone. The only reason you wouldn't put Get Upside on your phone is if you hate free money. So if you don't hate free money, then download Get Upside right now. iTunes and Google Play is where you can get it. It's completely free. No strings attached. No catch. No gimmicks. No contracts. There's none of that hidden stuff. You just get cash back when you fill up your car, you fill up your belly. That's what it does. Gas and food is where you can get cash back. They've got three tabs. This is the cool thing. Right now, you can go to any of the over 500 gas stations around the city of Houston, put gas in your car, and if you're using the Get Upside app and you do it through there, you can get cash back. Over 100 restaurants around the city of Houston where you can get cash back, and they're working on grocery stores. So at some point, the plan is to be able to get cash back even when you grocery shop. Now, if it happens, great. If it doesn't, you can still amass a good amount of money And I tweeted it out. Go look at my Twitter feed. At Barry is funny. $400 in somebody's account. Guys, don't leave money at the pump and don't leave money at the table. I have a promo code you can use, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you an extra bump on your first fill up through the app. So put in Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Once you get that installed, then go fill up and, you know how this goes, man. If you love cash and you love getting cash back, it's your money. So why wouldn't you? Go use GetUpside right now. Put it on your phone. Put in my promo code, Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later. And guys, don't go anywhere. We're back in 60 seconds with Robbie Bennett right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. And as the way we like to do things, one, we get back to the suspects at all times. A lot of times it's giveaways and gifts. And sometimes it's just having guests in the studio that you can't find anywhere else that kind of give you the 411 on what may be going on this weekend in and around town. But also, we like to spread a little spotlight on the people from the H.
Yes.
And Barry's good about that. So on an FYF Friday, and F stands for funny, we change it up a little bit. Instead of just our comedian of the week, Barry, introduce your special
guest. Yeah, Robbie Bennett, happy to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Robbie is a stand-up comedian and magician, so it was cool to be able to get you here to do both.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? You go both ways.
Yeah.
Well, you and Nick have something in common.
You're like, yeah, wait no,
we're on radio, right?
You can't swear at me, so don't do that.
Yeah, I was just telling him that I got out of having to do any manual labor or administrative duties on the show today because, I've got to go do media. Air-conditioned.
Is there a lot going on down there right now?
They're, loading the truck, programming lights, painting. And
if you weren't here today, we wouldn't have air conditioning.
Oh, thanks.
That's just the way we do things around here.
It's in my rider.
Yeah,
any show I go on.
Green M&Ms and AC.
Right.
Yeah.
You're fancy.
AC.
You're fancy.
We have to specify that.
Yeah,
it's for real. Here.
Yeah. Now, this is... How long have you been doing magic?
So I have been doing magic since I was about 9 years old.
Okay.
I got sick for 2 years when I was a kid. So as it's a running joke in the show, I was never into sports at all. I look like a linebacker, but
you're a big dude.
I would, I'd find any reason to not have to go to any sports practice. Looking back, I don't know why I always agreed to be on the football team, but it's like I would get out of sports for any reason. So I got sick for 2 years when I was a kid, and what I did with my free time was taught myself how to do magic. Pulled out a magic kit that had been collecting dust and went, man, there's something here that no one else is doing, probably with good reason. But
now,
wow.
So you now, how long have you been doing comedy? So you started doing magic in 9. When did you start doing, like, because I know how it developed, right? Like, you were funny on stage and you were like, okay, I'm gonna try this.
It's like I really got to start cutting my teeth. So, one of our favorite places where I know you came up that just closed,
Joke Joint.
Which that was really sad.
Yeah.
To see that place go. But you got to go there, headline last night with Slade. So
that's right. I did. Very last night.
Yeah. But going around to places like that, all the pop-up rooms, things like that, sometimes doing straight stand-up, sometimes the guys would let me mix in magic and comedy. But that started, I started going to clubs when I was about 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, a lot of performers had this really bad mentality that one free show leads to another free show. And I'm like, no, free shows lead to a following and getting good.
Yeah.
If it's good enough for Jerry Seinfeld, it's good enough for me.
So when you were coming up and you were doing both, do you incorporate both into, were the magic shows just strictly about magic? Or was there comedy
it's
involved?
Sort of a fusion.
Okay.
Yeah. So... it was one of those things where, I wanted to be David Copperfield when I was 13. And then as you get comfortable on stage, your personality kind of develops and you're like, oh, I'm not someone else.
Yeah.
And things just sort of start developing, and whatever it takes to, you know, sort of hone your own personality and develop on stage, you just sort of run with it. And that's what worked out, because I like to say I have a really messed up muse, but, you know, I got to listen to her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's still a family show, the one we're doing now. And I kind of miss doing the adult-oriented comedy club style stuff. But
so when you did now the adult, was it like adult tricks too? Where you would like,
absolutely.
You make like a phallic symbol appear or whatever?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you make a penis disappear? Let's see. Oh, it worked. Nick is gone.
Nick's not there in the studio anymore.
He's not even there.
You have really honed your craft.
You just made a penis disappear. Look at that. Good for you, Robbie.
I don't know what the boundaries are of this show anymore.
It's just don't say the seven words that Carlin talks about. Okay. Other than that, we don't care.
Okay, because
My next question is, and I talked about this earlier when I was oh, look, he's back.
Sad you missed this last 3 minutes.
It
untucked.
It grew. One of the things that I was wondering that I have not asked you off stage with us hanging out, but I thought it would be good to ask you here. Are there groupies in magic?
Yeah,
we know there's groupies
that.
In comedy. Okay. We know there's groupies in music and sports.
Well, and we've talked about Copperfield. He looked it up. Was it Claudia Schiffer?
Yeah.
And Chris Angel.
Why do you think I took German in high school? I mean, come on. No.
Now, look, we know, because like there's names for groupies, right? Like in comedy, they call them chuckle effers,
right?
Chuckle believers, right? Like that's what they're called.
Wow, I didn't know.
So is it like trick tricks?
I don't know. We could probably coin this
trick tricks
right now, like wand wavers.
There you go.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So funny. God, you had to bring it up.
Yeah, I did.
My wife came to my shows for like 8 years, so I call her Groupie 00001.
Nice.
You know, apparently we're running one of those programs where you come to enough shows, we hole punch it every time, and you get to marry me. Once the card is full, you know, I felt it was safer to just marry your stalker.
Right. Apparently. Yes.
So I sleep with one eye open.
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
So magic got you laid too. That's
I don't know if magic's gotten anyone laid.
What?
I mean, but look at that. We were just talking about, you talk about some pretty good pulls.
Yeah.
Copperfield and Angel. Now, Doug Henning, who I had to remind him about before them.
So my buddy Chip out of Lake Charles actually just took some of our lighting to set up a Doug Henning exhibit for the International Brotherhood of Magicians convention. They did a whole history over Doug Henning, which, yes, there's probably a looming question right now. There are magic conventions.
Really?
So that the people who attend Star Trek conventions have someone to make fun of.
Would you say it was like a gathering of magic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like the Motel 6 of Hogwarts. It's... It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Bunch of swinging wands hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have this term. I have this term for women at magic conventions. It's called magic convention hot, because they're hot at the convention. You put them out in the general population.
Not good.
No.
Oh, that's not good.
I am saying all sorts of things.
You're like, I can't believe this is what we do here.
Because when you remember who Doug Henning was, I was like, he's basically Gallagher with an overbite.
Oh, wow.
Is that accurate? He's the Gallagher of magic?
Hippie Canadian Doug Henning, or Gallagher.
Gallagher went overbite. With like, really? If you combine Gallagher and Freddie Mercury.
I would agree with that. So he quit magic because he got really into the religious side of transcendental meditation, like Andy Kaufman.
Really?
And was like, he was going to go learn how to fly.
Oh,
and if you hear the running joke, like, it's sort of a cliche that they're going to open like a Hindu amusement park. That's one of the things he left magic to go do.
Really?
But old, yeah.
That doesn't sound very...
Yeah. Mm. He opened the door.
He sounds weird.
Yeah. I mean, but he was a game changer. He brought magic into the mainstream and opened the door that David Copperfield walked through.
Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of the illusions that David Copperfield became famous for, Doug did first.
Now, how much, so in comedy, you and I know, we talk about, you don't steal jokes.
Right.
Right?
Oh, here we go.
Do you borrow tricks or steal or duplicate tricks, but maybe put your spin on it?
There are only 10 effects in magic.
Really?
So you're looking for different presentations and different ways to do each one. It is rampant in magic to rip off people's material.
Really?
Yeah, and it's happened to me quite a few times.
Well, you've had people steal stuff, yes. And then so there's no way, because it's just like a joke. There's no way to really to.
It's not protected.
You get copyright. Yeah. There's no. Yeah.
No, I mean, and then if you patent anything, it becomes public information, and so much for a secret.
Right.
At that point,
I was watching something. Wow. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But it's not surprising because you and I know, and you know this too. When you're in a creative endeavor. Sometimes people want to be in the creative endeavor, but they're not creative enough to survive. So they just borrow stuff and they use other people's stuff to hang in, to do it.
Well, I mean, what's amazing to me is that, you know, I don't know if it's desperation or what, but sometimes people get to a very high level and start doing it too.
To hang on or stay relevant.
Yeah.
Or
you think it's lazy or do you think that it's
panic?
Right. I don't know. It could
like
be.
If your popularity
it's
starts going down, yeah, you get like desperate and say, I got to stay relevant.
I need a new hour every year.
Yeah.
For a special. And it's amazing to kind of watch it happen. But, you know, there's a performer, I won't even say what type of performer, that's known, I don't know if this is good or bad, but if he sees someone that someone else is doing that he wants, he goes and offers them a bunch of money and says, either you're going to sell it to me or I'm going to take it and you can try to sue me.
Wow.
Like, well, at least he's...
That's like the most backhanded, upfront way of doing business
ever. Yeah. God, crazy. I hope they're not a comedian. I would want to fight
them. Carlos Mencia does magic?
That's awful.
Carlos doesn't cut checks for material?
Oh, I don't know. I was just throwing it out
Carlos
there.
Takes what Carlos wants. Yeah. Says the. Okay. So you've been growing this, right? So you started like most folks. You start doing shows, small shows, and now you're touring with Anomaly, right?
Yeah. So it's been to the point where the show's been evolving over the last year and a half, and we've had to get bigger trucks.
That's a good thing. One of
those, So the crew's actually working on the show right now before we load it into the Grand Opera House down in Galveston tomorrow. But it's one of those things where I kind of took two steps back to take 3 steps forward. Because I started doing corporate events and private shows when I was 13. I would literally get the phone book and start cold calling people before I knew what cold calling was to just get them
business.
To get them to book me to do shows.
Man.
And one of my first corporate clients was actually General Electric at the George R. Brown Convention Center.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's weird for a 13-year-old.
Yeah, you started at the top.
But I never wanted to sort of be in that realm of just doing private booked shows. My goal was always to do the bigger theater stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of regauging what you have to do for that aspect of the business so that, you know, you're doing public shows instead of private ones.
But like you said, we were talking during the break and I said, well, you're a Houstonian guy. You're Houstonian. So how many shows a year do you do around town? And I guess because business is good, it's rare that you are actually in your hometown.
Yeah. So Houston, I'll do maybe one or two a year.
Wow. And that's great.
So the last time I was here was in December. We were at the Wortham. And this time we're at the Galveston Grand Opera House. Might as well summer down in Galveston. I actually grew up in the Clear Lake Seabrook area.
Okay.
So I grew up going to the Galveston Grand Opera House.
That was a goal for you, right?
Yeah. This is a homecoming.
That's pretty cool.
This is going to be my first time on that side of the curtain.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is really weird because I've seen Grease on that stage. I've seen Spamalot on that stage. I've seen Greater Tuna on that stage.
Oh, my God. Greater Tuna was
the best.
Oh, I
love that show. I wish those guys were still touring. Actually, Jason Williams, who was the little guy in Greater Tuna, he's going to be there next month.
Nice.
Doing his one-man show.
Yeah.
But this theater, I mean, I'm actually the first magician since Harry Houdini to perform there.
God, that's cool.
Really?
In 1923, I think.
That's
Harry
badass.
Houdini was there at the Galveston Grand Opera House, and which makes me the first magician over 5 feet tall to perform.
To be there?
Yeah.
Man. That's crazy, man. Well, congratulations. How can people get tickets? I'm assuming there's a few left.
They're going quick.
Yeah.
They went quick out the door. But yeah, no, you can get tickets up until the point they're gone or the show starts. You can go to anomalyshow.com, robbiebennett.com, or the 1894 Galveston Grand Opera House box office.
That's outstanding, man. Yeah. I'm glad we finally got you on.
Absolutely.
Now, do you have a schedule or a website where people can see where you're performing?
Yeah, anomalyshow.com. Okay. Right now, we completely revamped the show, and we only have 3 dates listed, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas. But there are more that are going to be announced before we even get to Dallas.
Twitter, it's at Call Me Mr. Bennett.
Everything at Call Me Mr. Bennett.
There you go. There so you can follow him all over the place, but follow him to Galveston this weekend. Check him out. It's Robbie Bennett. Support the locals, making it big on the national stage. We always appreciate you. Thanks, man. Having a great show this weekend. Thanks for stopping in.
Absolutely.
There you go, Robbie Bennett. Hey, we got one segment to go on the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, F Yeah Friday. Good stuff all week, especially today. I mean, shout out and thanks to Robbie. That was cool.
Yeah, man.
And I love hearing stories like that. I was really taken back about the fact that if you're a magician and you're the next magician following the last magician who ever perform at the Galveston Opera House, and it's Harry Houdini.
Pretty cool.
That's badass.
That would be like, if I were doing it, they're like, yeah, last comic to be on the stage was Richard Pryor.
I was going to say, Richard Pryor.
I'd be like, what? That would be really cool. So, and Robbie's a great dude. He's an outstanding magician. So it's one of those things where, you know, some folks aren't into that, and that's fine. But if you have kids or you have family or it's your thing, it's certainly worth the trip. He puts on a great show.
And you'll be there.
And I will be there. I'm going to go check the show out myself. So I will be there, and I think Slade Ham's going to be there. So
very cool.
Yep.
So we got that going for us, which is nice. And like I said, the show has been fantastic. Old friends showing up in and around the station.
Trey's here.
Jugs has walked in and is annoyingly keeping Nick company in the production room. No, I'm not. I'm listening to Oasis.
You've had a busy day in there, Nicholas. Are you? You've had a lot of guests.
I have.
And I
have.
Know how you feel.
Juggalo
about
Trey
that.
Is an exception, though.
You
Juggalo
hate Trey. Everybody that goes in there.
Usually, yeah. I was just telling
today,
Holly that.
Though.
Trey and Silent Holly are in there.
Silent Holly, huh? Yeah.
She's got to go on the radio coming up next on the Blitz. And I said, this time she actually has to talk.
If you have a lot of basketball questions,
Holly's direct ready for directly it. At Holly.
Yep, she's going to break down.
She's going to kill us.
Transition defense, what the no. Rockets are going to do with Westbrook.
No.
And she's
don't
not.
Be like that.
Well, you did it.
I did not.
You did.
I may See? Have. I may have done it. I may have done it. But you've had three nice guests in there, right? With
yes.
Steve. From the Houstonian
Steve,
and now Trey and Holly.
Holly so. And, yep, and Juggalo Trey.
Good.
Nothing like that. And then Juggalo Trey has, like, climbed the ranks. Like, Juggs is
he's producing
actually
now.
Producing.
Oh, which, Mr.
So he's actually,
fancy pants.
So he's here, big time and he's producing results.
Trey.
Hello.
What's up, buddy? What show are you producing?
Late Hits from 7 to 9.
Who's on Late Hits?
Patrick Creighton.
Jerry what? Bowe? What?
No,
what?
I got the, I don't know, I got my
you got your
vowels
mics crossed?
Mixed up. Mm-hmm.
So you and Patrick Creighton together,
correct.
Does he let you talk at all during
yeah,
the show?
Yeah, talk all the time.
Do you say anything worthwhile?
Yeah, you'd have to ask him that.
Well, don't you feel confident in your own presentation enough to tell me that you tell him things that are actually meaningful?
Yeah, we lots of Astros talk.
Do you get nervous, Trey?
No, not really. I'm pretty.
If you mess stuff up, does he yell at you?
No, but I don't ever mess anything up. So,
but
come
let's
on,
be
Trey.
Honest. He
I know,
yells.
I know
he
you,
yells
Trey.
The entire show, doesn't he?
No, that wasn't nice.
No, I mean. Well,
yes.
Sometimes.
Where do you pod his mic up in relation to everyone else?
Everybody's is always at 10.
Is it?
Well, yes.
Have you ever heard of distortion?
Is it?
I've heard of social distortion.
Oh, my God. Oh boy.
This see what turn. You did here?
That's enough.
He's handing the headphones over to Nick as we speak. It's over.
I love that he was just like, you're right. And he didn't even try to fight for it. He didn't even try to fight to stay on the air.
I've done my part. I've gotten on the air. People have heard me. My brand has been built, and I'm done. Oasis. Gotta go.
El Jefe said, I feel like Juggalo Trey is getting special treatment because his dad's part of the Big Show.
Wow.
I'm proud of my kid. He's doing a good job. He's producing
now. Got a
new
car, got a new job.
I didn't get to ask him, are you still driving the tractor? Can he hear me? No, you're not driving that anymore? Oh, you are? So you're not full-time yet. Well, you'll get there, buddy. I mean, we've seen you grow from nothing. Yeah. From a guy who was, both of you and Holly were losers. Losers.
God, that's nice.
You both were losers down there, and look at the losers are hugging. But
Nick,
you
dim
losers,
the lights and get out of there for about 5 minutes.
And I say losers because you guys lost during Rock the Mic, right? But look at you. Who's the losers now? You're both here. Holly's about to go do one of the most popular sports talk shows in the history of Houston.
Symbols followed by thousands on Twitter.
Trey's producing on his
Instagram.
Own show. And where are the rest of them, folks, huh?
Trey, are you on the gram?
Trey's on Instagram.
Trey's on the gram and Twitter.
Oh, look at you now, calling it the gram.
I got that from you. I'm stealing more bits. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get kibbles and bits together and make it into something. Boy.
I like the gram, though. Thanks. That's good.
Yeah. You know what? I heard that the Astros are after Jacob DeGrom.
Oh, Barry Warner. God rest his soul. Oh, no, he's still here.
DeGrom.
That wasn't nice at all. Big plans this weekend? You going to do anything fun?
No, I just hang out with the family.
Wow. What a dick you are.
Why?
That was so mean. I said, are you going to do anything fun? And you said no.
You said big plans for the weekend.
Can we back
it
up?
Run it back.
I literally said
big plans first.
Let's listen to Joel disparage his family.
Look, if you want to bash my family, let AJ do that. He did that on the video.
How far back are we going?
Just like 2 minutes, a minute. I said, are you going to do anything fun?
No,
I said, are you going to do anything fun? You said, no, just hang out with the family.
First thing you said was big plans.
Big plans this weekend?
There.
Are you going to do anything fun?
No, just hang out with the family.
Go back. Barry Warner. God rest his soul. Oh, no, he's still here.
DeGrom.
Listen.
I'm loving every minute of
that. That wasn't nice at all. Big plans this weekend? You going to do anything fun?
No, I just hang out with the family.
See? Thank you. I said, are you going to do anything fun? And you said, no, I'm hanging out with the family. Why do you hate your family so much?
That's how, like, these reality shows get people to say things they didn't really say.
Right.
It's all in the production element.
Joel doesn't think you're fun, Lisa.
Yeah, and AJ thinks you run the marriage. So there you go. So we've got all that going for us if you haven't seen the video on Sports.
How much did you hate that they included that?
Yeah, it didn't exactly. I mean, I was like, really? I know it was something that we had fun with in production. The fact that you put it out there, complete change of everything.
Yeah, it wasn't very nice.
No.
The blooper reel was good, though.
Oh, the blooper reel was fantastic.
It was all you cursing the whole time.
Well, because I get tired of people that aren't professional. And when they're between the two of us, it's hard for us to be professional.
I was going to say, are you talking about me and AJ?
Well, you guys were both nipple pushing.
He started the nipple
face
grabbing.
Face making and waving. And
I feel like we had fun. The three of us had a chemistry.
Oh, God, I felt it. Felt like I had to get out of there as soon as possible.
See, I don't believe you right now. I feel like you're being facetious.
We're getting to know each other. All right. Well, another great week of the Usual Suspects. We appreciate you guys listening. You guys have yourself a great weekend. And stay tuned for the Blitz. It's going to be fun. It's going to be Jermaine Every. It's going to be Holly. And it's going to be Fred Fowler as AJ is off on vacation. So for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday right here on ESPN 97.5.
The 97.5. I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.